diver was a freedom rider. She didn't care if the whole world looked. Joan of Arc with the Lord to guide her. She was a sister who really cooked. Isadora was the first bra burner, and you're glad she showed up.
Oh, yeah.
And when the country was falling apart, Betsy Ross got it all sewed up.
And then there's Maud.
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 And then there's
Maud.
That uncompromising, enterprising, anything but tranquilizing.
Right on, Maud.
Come on out.
Whoa, 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 whoa! This must be the place. Hey there, baby. They call me Cuddles.
Oh, you. I've heard about you. I've heard about your lovemaking.
That's nothing.
That's what I heard. You know, you're kind of cute. You can meet me right.
Hold it. Carol, come on, honey. Can't you put a little more pizzazz in it? I mean, this is a tribute to burlesque, not the Waltons. Now, you can meet me round the corner.
You do that once more, I'll meet you in 5 minutes.
Hold it. Listen, I've been sitting out here watching this rehearsal for 2 hours now, and I've kept quiet as long as I can. This is not the sort of thing one expects to see in a high school auditorium.
What do you mean, Arthur? What sort of thing?
This sort of thing. You can meet me around the corner in half an hour.
Our date's off, Maud. I'm meeting him.
Arthur, you've done nothing but complain for the past 2 weeks. Now, this is the best way I know to raise money for the library fund. Besides, burlesque has been family entertainment for over 2,000 years. So just knock it off.
Arthur, if you don't like it that way, maybe you would like it the modern way. Frank? You can meet me around the corner in a half an hour.
Outrageous! How can you permit your own daughter to exhibit her body that way?
Well, why not? She has a great body, inherited from her mother.
That is not a pretty sight, Maud. Why does it have to be burlesque?
Oh, Arthur, everybody does Neil Simon plays.
What about Shakespeare?
Shakespeare? Last year they did As You Like It. There were 44 people on the stage and 11 in the audience. Besides, we're paying tribute to another art form. So stop hating it just because it's different.
Well, we'll see.
Wait a minute, Arthur. You gotta see my Lena number that I do with Carol.
No,
please,
I don't.
Please, I got scenery and everything. Mousy, bring on the camel. Come on, Carol. We're gonna do the Lena number.
Lena is the queen of Palestina. Just because she plays the concertina, she only knows one song. She plays it all day long. Sometimes she plays it wrong.
That dance is indecent.
But no, the dance is fine. It's Walter's singing that's indecent.
Girl could dress like Lena somewhere, oatmeal, some farina, down on old Palestina way.
Terrific, Walter. Fantastic. Out of sight. Never seen anything like it. Come on, that number's got to go. Haven't got a single redeeming feature. Now, I have a song which I strongly recommend you let me do. It's a very stirring song. It's in B-flat. This will raise the moral tone of the whole show. Eddie, have you got the helmet and the rifle?
The helmet and the rifle? Arthur, isn't it bad enough that you blackmailed me into appearing in that hokey opening number you wrote?
Maud, for your information, that number I wrote is going to be the hit of the show. And it wasn't blackmail. As a ranking member of the school board, I simply suggested either you do the number or you couldn't use the auditorium.
Get off the stage.
No, not until I've done my number. It's stirring and it's inspiring. It's a World War II song.
Arthur, war songs don't belong in burlesque.
Who says so?
Everybody says so. Mousy, We'll check with an expert.
You like a cuckoo. Can, can. You kicking. Bang, you called.
Mousy, that bit is no longer in the show. Now, were there ever war songs in burlesque?
Well, not unless you count the dame with the doves that stripped the anchors away.
You heard it from an expert, you hear? One of the all-time burlesque greats.
Played with every great top and anna.
Played with every top and anna. Thank you, Mousy.
Oh, anything for you, Toots.
Don't play with that. It's not a banana.
Are you ready to react?
Oh, don't tell me Florida's going to be the French maid.
Oui, oui, boss.
If you're going to be so technical, Mike, there weren't any black people in burlesque.
Arthur, when I gave Florida the part, I thought of her as just another performer. I didn't think about her color.
Well, how come I'm the maid?
I can darn well sing my war song. All you have to do is listen. B flat,
boss. Oh, come on
back. We're gonna hang out our washing on the Siegfried line. Have you any dirty washing, mother dear? We're gonna hang out our washing on the Siegfried.
Come down. I can't get any worse.
Day is here. Mother, dear mother, as the shells fall near, I wish you were here.
Wrong, Carol. It got worse.
I'm writing this to you from somewhere in France. I'm up to mud in my other pants.
Wait, hold it.
Now listen, Maud.
Oh, no, you misunderstand me, Arthur. I love it.
Oh.
I really, truly love it. But I tell you, I think it is so great that we should have some kind of a production number. You know, like something going on behind you to give it a real military feeling, you know. Like a firing squad. Get off the stage!
Now listen, Marty, if I can't do Siegfried line, I'm not sure I want to be in the show at all. Okay, Eddie, take these back to the armory.
Oh, come on, Arthur. Of course you want to be in the show. Now, please, we don't have much time. Come on, we're going to do the car sketch now. Okay, Viv, Carol.
Don't look now, Lola, but I think we're being followed.
Hey, take a gander with those dames. What do you say we pick them up?
Wee, wee, wow, wow. Okay with me.
I'll drive up to them. Here we go.
Here we go.
Here we are.
We sure got here fast.
They don't look half bad.
I'll take the half. It looks good.
I think we picked a couple of winners.
Vivian, stop doing those bumps and grinds.
Oh, Arthur, this is just a sexy hip wiggle.
That was a grind.
Arthur, trying to be sexy around you is always a grind.
Hold the car, Walter. Well, this sketch is just plain smut.
Arthur, Get Out of the Car is a comedy classic. There is nothing offensive about it.
Oh, poppycock. Excuse me, Vivian. You see, they got the kind of language you've got me using? It's the very thing I was talking to you about. I call it creeping smut. I see it everywhere. In bookstores, in movies, in libraries, and now in television. Look what happened on the Mary Tyler Moore Show recently. She went out on a date, and she stayed out all night.
All night? Our little Mary.
You can sneer if you want, Maud. But let me tell you this. As Mary Tyler Moore goes, so goes America. That's why I've joined a group that is going to force sponsors to stop sponsoring shows that use such filth. Like Marcus Welby.
You mean, Arthur, that Mary Tyler Moore spent the night with Marcus Welby?
But he did a show where he treated a homosexual.
Really? To what?
He treated a homosexual in public, and we're going to put a stop to that. Mind you, I have nothing against doctors treating homosexuals in the privacy of their office, but not in the privacy of my television screen.
Arthur, who watches television? Much time. Please get back in the car and finish
it. Well, I'll practice it. It doesn't mean I'm going to do it.
Come on, Arthur. Let's pick it up where we left off. I'll take the blunt. You hold the car. Hey, baby, you want to get in the car?
I might as well. I've got nothing to lose.
That's what I want to find out.
I've got it. Hold the car.
Doing.
I am going to the principal of this school, and I'm just going to ask him how he feels about having hardcore pornography in his auditorium.
Art?
Oh, Cap, what are we going to do?
Oh, Mother, don't worry about it. We'll do the sketch. Why don't you run over your number?
I'd rather run over Arthur.
See? Mother, come on. I'll sit here. Come on. Put in the audience.
In old Savannah, I said Savannah, the weather there is nice and warm. The climate's of the southern brand, but one thing I don't understand. They got a gal there, a pretty gal there, who's colder than an Arctic storm. She's got a heart just like a stone. Even icemen leave her alone. They call her hard-hearted Hannah, the vamp of Savannah, meanest gal in town. Now you talk about your cold refrigerating mamas. She's the polar bear's pajamas. To tease them and thrill them, torture and kill them, is her delight, they say. Now I saw her at the seashore with a great big pan. Why, there was Hannah pouring water on a drowning man. I mean, she's hard-hearted Hannah, the vamp of Savannah, GA. An evening spent with Hannah sitting on your knees is just like going through Alaska in your BDDs. I mean, she's hard-hearted Hannah. I said hard-hearted Hannah. I mean, she's hard-hearted Hannah, the vamp of Savannah. G.A.
The principal is coming right down here to put a stop to this dirty show.
Oh, but Arthur, we sold tickets. The show is tonight.
I told you at the start of this thing we should do a wholesome show. Remember, I suggested Mary Poppins.
Mary Poppins. That's the one that has that word in it. Supercalifragilisticexpialidocious.
I love that. Julie Andrews said that. Supercalifragilisticexpialidocious. I love that.
Of course you love it. It thoroughly repels me. Arthur, don't you realize you have just said 9 four-letter words?
Children, which of you would like to spell Mississippi? Johnny?
Spell Mississippi. You want the river or the state?
Honestly, you are the most intractable group of juveniles I have ever witnessed.
Intractable? Juvenile? Get them fancy words.
Teacher sure is hoity-toity.
She may be hoity, but you'll never see toity again.
Quiet. Now, I am going to have to leave the room for a few moments. While I am gone, there is to be no spitball throwing, no hair pulling, and above all, no prayers. If I catch anyone praying, God help you.
You so popular with the boys?
No. What makes me so popular with the boys? My charming smile?
No.
My personality?
No.
My brains?
No.
I give up.
That's it.
If I catch anyone nicking, that person will be severely punished. I intend to put a stop to nicking.
It's about time, a dame your age.
Now then. Fifi, dear, I believe it is time for our music lesson. Shall we show the kiddies the new song we just learned?
Mrs. Finley, are we really going to go through with this?
Oh, come on, Florida. You know, there's a rumor that Alfred Hitchcock is going to be in the house tonight. It's your big chance.
Why, he need a maid?
Me and my child. My shadow.
we climb the stairs. We never knock.
Florida, will you please get out in front? I am the shadow.
You are my shadow?
That's not believable. Look, Florida, I told you in this show we are all people. There is no color line.
Well, and if there's no color line, I'll be the shadow.
Florida, stop the music! Stop! Now listen, Florida, we are going to do it my way, and that's that. Besides, with the lights low, who knows the difference? The shadow do.
Now we're going to have a showdown. The principal is waiting to see you in the locker room.
Fink?
No, his name is Fishman.
Look, honey, why don't you get into your costume, Philip?
Arthur, honey! Come on, everybody, get ready for the opening.
Look, Arthur, I don't care what you think. It is all in your head.
That is not true, and you know
please,
it, Maude.
Please, please. As the principal of this school...
Will you butt out, Fishman? What do you think can happen? The audience will become so stimulated that immediately the show is over, they'll rush out to the lobby and have a mass orgy?
Oh, I hope not. Our lobby is so tiny.
Arthur, what you're suggesting is out and out censorship.
All right, Fishman. As a ranking member of the school board, either you cancel the show or you'll have to go back to teaching boys glee club.
Oh, please. I don't want any more trouble in this school. I've got enough trouble in this school. I can't even go to the boys' room without getting mugged.
Arthur, stop browbeating Mr. Fishman. Now, since when do you have the right to decide what's immoral and what isn't?
Since when? Since last June, when the Nixon Supreme Court put a stop to permissiveness. They voted overwhelmingly against just this kind of filth.
5-4, Arthur, is overwhelming.
Actually, it was 5-3.
5-4, Arthur.
Douglas's decisions don't count.
Arthur, William Oak Douglas is the most brilliant scholar on the court.
Ma, the man spends his time climbing mountains. Name me a mountain climber that ever had a thought in his head.
Moses, Jesus, and Muhammad.
See, you can only name three. Furthermore, I find it very heartening to note that the Supreme Court finally threw the obscenity ball back to the grassroots where it belongs.
Arthur Harmon.
Every community will have a right to decide for itself what is indecent.
You mean any blue nose can stop anything he doesn't like?
Are you calling me a blue nose?
If the handkerchief fits, blow.
Half hour before the opening,
Knock it off, Mousy.
All right, Fishman, it's up to you now.
Mrs. Finley, Dr. Harmon's point is well taken, I think, because if
all
we...
All right, that's it. We will do it your way, Arthur. There will be no show.
All right, no show.
There will be no money for the library.
Well, I wanted to raise money for the library.
No show.
No show.
No opening number, which you wrote.
Which I wrote.
No audience.
No audience.
No laughter in these empty halls.
Has to be.
No opening night party at the Ramada Inn.
C'est la vie.
No Arthur Harmon singing the Siegfried line.
No Arthur Harmon singing the Siegfried line.
No smell of the grease paint. No roar.
No Arthur Harmon singing the Siegfried line. Marty, I thought you weren't going to let me do that number.
Oh. Arthur, sweetheart, it's in our natures to quarrel with each other, but Arthur, you didn't think I would cut that number.
Well, you said.
Don't you know when I'm kidding, Arthur? I mean, I know class when I see it. May God forgive me for this. It's a show. I mean, unless, of course, that great tradition of the show must go on doesn't mean anything to you, in which case I'll simply have
to... I'm sorry, Mrs. Finley. I'm truly sorry.
Fishman, don't you know anything about the great tradition, the show must go on? Well, that's what it means. The show is going on. And now that I'm going to do the Siegfried line, the show will have some redeeming social value. Where do I get into my costume?
In the men's room.
Oh, I hope he doesn't get mugged.
Mr. Fishman, we should be that lucky.
Mrs. Finley, 10 minutes before show tutu.
T-tutu.
T-tutu.
Girls, to the right of me, girls. To the left of me, girls. In front of me, girls. Behind, love the girls, girls.
We search for girls to wake the connoisseur up. In this strange marketplace, may I present Miss Europe.
The beauty of our next manzel is guaranteed to daze you.
inscrutable, to say the least. May we present Miss Asia.
A splash of ethnic culture is a thing we all enjoy. So for all you culture vultures, here's our African homeboy.
When it comes to favorite types, for me, here comes the Queen of Queens, our own Miss Stars and Stripes.
We may look like a United Nations parade,
but actually we're tuning up by serenade.
America, I love you. You're like a sweetheart of mine. From ocean to ocean, for you my devotion is touching each boundary line. Just like a
right here.